Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told reporters Friday the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey was about justice. As sources tell ABC News that one of the criminal charges alleges Comey made false statements regarding an investigation into Hillary Clinton. The former state attorney for Palm Beach County, Florida, Dave Arenberg, tells ABC that Comey could be helped by a vindictive prosecution defense.
You normally don't go after your political enemies and you don't order prosecutors to charge people. And people could say, well, Joe Biden did. But no, that's not what happened. Merrick Garland was staunchly independent. After all, he prosecuted President Biden's son.
President Biden pardoned his son before leaving office. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC the FBI fired a group of agents who took part in a civil rights protest in Washington, D.C. in 2020. And still no deal in place to avert a government shutdown as Democrats call on President Trump and Republicans to negotiate. This is ABC News. Houston city leaders are pushing back on speculation that there is a serial killer in the city. Five bodies were found in different bayous over the last week. ABC's Sarah Al-Sheikh has more from Houston.
Mayor Whitmire said, unfortunately, drownings in our bayous are not a new phenomenon, pointing out there are 2,500 miles of bayous in Houston.
Unfortunately, the homeless, when they pass, often end up in the bayou. Reason why we're working so hard to get the homeless off the streets of Houston. Alcohol plays a major role. Mental health plays a minor role.
The Chief Diaz did mention there are a total of 14 bodies currently found in bayous this year. He says that number was 24 last year.
The Department of Agriculture's added Trader Joe's Cajun-style chicken breast to a health alert. The 16-ounce plastic trays could be linked to listeria outbreak. They had best buy dates of September 20th, 24th, and 27th. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Nobody had to tell your grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
We are delighted to be joined by the executive director of the Wisconsin State Cranberry Growers Association. Grant Holly is here.
We account for about 67% of the country's cranberries. And then Wisconsin itself, because the cranberry originated here, makes a product that is really good for the environment. And as we're finding out more and more, it's really good for you. Boy, I sound like a commercial.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on WISS, Oshkosh and Appleton.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsinites are getting loud about how proposed utility rate hikes would impact their lives, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Alliant Energy, Xcel Energy, and Madison Gas and Electric filed applications with the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin to increase their electric rates in 2026 and 2027, citing a need for infrastructure upgrades. Xcel customers like 60-year-old Thomas Burhan of Superior have already been grappling with how to keep up with rising costs. Burhan, who is disabled and lives on a fixed income, says his energy was already shut off earlier this year after he fell behind on payments.
It may be only $16 or $18, but that money could be spent for a medication that I need, for groceries, in many other better ways.
Xcel Energy electric rates would increase by more than 11% next year and by about 7% in 2027. Burhan voices strong frustration about the disparities between Xcel Energy executives' compensation and the financial struggles of ordinary Wisconsin residents. In 2024, Xcel Energy CEO Bob Frenzel made $12.7 million, according to Salary.com.
I could live off that 1 hour's work very comfortably for a month. and have money to burn. And that's what is so infuriating. They have no idea what it's like for the common people in Wisconsin.
Public Service Commission hearings for Xcel Energy took place earlier this month. PSC says it will make a decision on all three utility rate cases later this year. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on WISS, Oshkosh, and Appleton.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with afternoon highs around 80 degrees. We'll have a wind out of the west at about 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Could see some patchy fog, though, especially heading into your Sunday morning. Sunday's highs in the mid-70s.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sally Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matinair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome to the show. Holy cow. I'm Mark Becker, and you are listening to The Rational Revolution, as always, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, this is cool. I'm super excited for this guest, because this is like announcement season, and we've had some folks that are coming on, running for all sorts of things, and I was telling this person before we got on that my guest now, I've had more requests to have this person on than anyone else that I've had on the show since I started doing this like almost 2 years ago. So I have state representative and candidate for governor, Francesca Hong.
Hello. Here.
What is up?
Oh my gosh.
That's a loaded question.
I like that better than how are you though.
Oh yeah? Yeah.
I will say that it's really cool to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Mark.
Thank you. You've had yourself a week.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk about that. What's going on in your world?
It's been a whirlwind. We announced my campaign for governor last Wednesday. Just had a cascade of support from folks all across Wisconsin. I just got the word today that we have over 500 volunteers for our campaign.
Seriously?
Yeah, and they're all across the state, which I think is so cool. It's not just Madison. It's, I think we had folks all the way from Superior, Sheboygan, our Malibu of the Midwest, and so we're stoked.
Malibu of the Midwest. Yeah. I like that.
And we've just hit the ground running. It's been had stops in Hortonville, was up in La Crosse, Sparta, Vernon County. I mean, it's a privilege to be able to in all these amazing spaces. This state is beautiful.
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're very, very lucky here. What prompted this? Why now? What do you want to do?
This is a moment for a movement. And I think right now, working class people are recognizing every day that the deck is stacked against them, that the system is rigged. And so what we need is a coalition of working class people across the state coming together to demand the policies that we deserve. And we are focusing on what people are telling us when we go across the state. And regardless of zip code, I'm hearing about public schools and fully funding public schools, universal childcare, and how expensive and inaccessible childcare is right now. We're an aging state. Folks are concerned about long-term care.
Yep.
And then paid leave. We learned, especially during the pandemic, where folks shouldn't have to choose between making their rent payment and taking care of themselves or a loved one when they're sick.
Yeah. So tell us about, you just hit on them now, the pillars of your campaign. Mm-hmm. What are you talking to people about? How are you going to do what you're going to do and all that kind of stuff?
we have to think about how we care for ourselves, who we are caring for, and how we make sure that they still have opportunities to care for themselves and others. And so, especially around the care economy and care infrastructure, think about the folks who are doing the really hard work of caring for our elders and at-home healthcare workers, mental health care workers. I mean, they shouldn't have to worry about making rent and making less than folks at Quick Trip right now. And so this is about making Wisconsin affordable, making sure working class people have what they need to live the lives that they deserve.
It's interesting that you say that, because my wife has a friend who was a personal health worker for decades, and she works at Quick Trip now. it's a real thing.
I mean, that work is so hard. It takes emotional labor, mental labor, and it's like you can't just turn off taking care for another person.
I was told, like, y'all need to unionize. That's a real thing. So your background, you're a state representative from Madison. Mm-hmm. How is that?
Working in the state legislature in the minority party is challenging. I often talk about how it's like I'm banging my head against the marble. Mm-hmm. But that just means I have to work even harder to organize and get out to different parts of the state to listen to the concerns and what people care about in Wisconsin. I'm also a single mom. I'm renting in a majority renter city. I'm a very proud service industry worker, still bartending, line cooking wherever I can.
Yeah.
And I'll always be a community organizer first. And so while the title might be state representative, I'm just out here hustling, working hard like so many Wisconsinites. And I think it shouldn't be so hard when folks are working so hard to get by.
Yeah, there was an article, I think, that just came out about how, because like in the state legislature, you guys don't get paid a ton. And there was an article, and I didn't read it yet, but it was about how a lot of the state reps and state senators have, you know, side hustles and different jobs and all that kind of stuff. So a friend of mine who's now our dear mayor was the state representative here, and he described being in the minority party as getting your teeth kicked in every day at work. And I asked him that one day, and he looked exhausted. Eric Genrich, shout out. And he's like,
hi, sucks. Eric.
Yeah, Eric, I love him. He's a wonderful guy. Okay, so you work state representative, getting your teeth kicked in, banging your head against the marble.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
At what point did you think that this was something you wanted to do, run for governor?
I think about the moment that we're in.
Yep.
There is deep uncertainty, chaos, and rising crises. When I first ran for office in 2020, it was a similar time. And I saw failure in leadership and government doing harm. You know, there was a lot of threats to public health. Folks, you know, I decided to close my business, and it was really hard for my employees to get unemployment insurance, which they rightfully deserved. And I realized that the system, even as a small business owner, wasn't designed to support me or my staff.
Right.
So the community sent me to serve in the legislature, and I'm finding myself in that moment again where looking at what our state needs is not just a fighter, but someone who's willing to fight alongside folks. This has to be about not just my campaign, but building a coalition to make sure that working class people continue to build power so that we get what we deserve.
Yeah. And it's interesting. There's, I think there's a lot of excitement for that message here on the left. I really do. How's the reception been so far for you? I mean, 500 volunteers. I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And we're, you know, just over a week since we announced. I think we have a map right now of where folks have signed up to volunteer and where folks have donated from. And right now, like, our average donation is, you know, $47. And that's cool. Me is about working class people power, grassroots power. But to see folks, you know, the This is about how do we combat rising costs, and we have to do it together, and we have to do it with legislation that is transformative and meets the urgency of this moment.
Yeah. And I don't disagree with that. It's interesting when I, and this is not, don't take offense to this. When you announced, I didn't know much about you. And so I asked a friend of mine who is way smarter than myself. And I said, tell me about Francesca Hong. Like, what's her deal? And he's like, she's brilliant. She's great. She's a fighter, service industry person. And he's like, she's part of the Socialist Caucus. And I was like, again, stick with me here. Okay. Stick with me. And he goes, and she swears a lot. And I was like, yes. I'm like, okay, because I have a terrible mouth. And, you know, it's swearing is like a sport. So this is very difficult to keep it clean for me. And I'm like, all right, let me see what she's got to say. So I started watching your videos and listening to what you had to say. And so I kind of went from, to, all right, how, you know, like what you're advocating for and your positions and all that, they're not nuts, you know? And so how do you go from, you know, this is a purple state. And so let's say that you have success in that primary. How do you get other people like me to go from, to, all right, you know?
Well, Mark, as I'm on the show Rational Revolution, I am going to say many Wisconsinites are ready for practical policies. Practical policies around public education, affordable child care, paid leave. And the biggest one really has been when I talk to folks around long-term care. We are an aging state. And so regardless of political identity, I am going to fight to make sure folks have basic needs met, because I think everyone deserves housing, education, you know, health care, and they should all be cheaper right now. This is, you know, your reaction to hearing is being a democratic socialist, I think, is okay, because we should democratize discomfort, but we should also democratize our economy. And right now it is rigged. It is unfair towards working class people.
Yeah.
And that's why when I say tax the billionaires, this is practical policy. Make them, like, people should pay their fair share of taxes.
Do we have, we're talking about the governor candidate, Francesca Hong, state representative, and do we have enough billionaires? Now, you're going to lose that demographic, by the way, the billionaires.
I'm going to push back on that a little bit. Yes, I think, you know, I'm pretty charming.
Well, I don't doubt that. Yeah.
But I'm also a chef. I think that I can bring people around a table. I'm a community connector. You ask folks in Madison and even outside of Madison, like, that is truly, it's about bringing people to the table. And I think I can get some billionaires there, and we can talk about practical policy.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I don't want to, we're getting to a break here, because I do want to talk about that. And I think that the more people hear some of these ideas and the more people have, I mean, you know, I was a Republican. I was a chairman of the Republican Party here in Brown County. And I was always someone who, even though I was on the conservative side, I was pro-marriage equality. I was pro-women's rights. So I was the guy that was trying to push people out of their comfort zone, because it does make sense to be able to do that. And if you can do that respectfully and have that conversation, you know, people can go from, ugh, to, oh, okay.
Well, and clearly swearing brings people together. And so I'm not stopping that. I get asked it all the time. I'm just like, I'm sorry, in these times, if you're not swearing, I'm kind of skeptical.
Yes. I have a terrible mouth.
We're both service industry. Oh, working in the kitchen, I'm pretty sure F was all of like them. Yeah, every other word.
It's
if you're
like
a politician, same thing.
Right. So there's, that's absolutely correct, 1,000,000%. Here on the Restaurant Revolution, we are talking with State Representative and candidate for governor, Francesca Hong. Stick around. We're going to talk about some of the stuff. How do we get from ugh to oh? We're going to hit that on the other end of the break here. Thank you so much for sticking around.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to WISS.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
I love a day on the water with friends, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis sometimes holds me back. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Teaching music is my passion, but my active psoriatic arthritis can limit me at times. Now I'm treating my joint symptoms with Skyrizi.
With Skyrizi, most people with plaque psoriasis saw 90% clearer skin at 4 months.
Or if you are an adult with active psoriatic arthritis, Skyrizi helps you move with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
There's nothing like clearer skin.
There's nothing like better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey Oshkosh, the Hope Fridge is returning. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. And this is truly exciting for the area. In fact, there's going to be a grand opening on Thursday, October 2nd, beginning at 9 a.m. outside Trinity Episcopal Church at 203 Algoma Boulevard in Oshkosh. And they're inviting you to join them. You can learn how to get involved in supporting this community resource through donations, volunteering, or just by spreading the word. Check it out. Head to WISS.FM and click events.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Revolution. We're talking with State Representative, and that was so well timed. God, that was I'm new to this, but hey, that was I got to pat myself.
Well
on. That was
well
funny.
Done.
I'm hilarious. Francesca Hong, and we were talking about how to go from, you know, the to being open to some different ideas. I do think that's really important. I think that being able to sit down and have conversations and open people's minds, that's really important. And you're going to need that, you know, maybe not through the primary, but if you get through the primary, well, you'll need that for the general. And you can't cook everybody in Wisconsin a meal, but I think that there's room to be able to have a discussion like that. How do you do that though? You know, because what's going to happen, you got Tom Tiffany is going to be like, Josh, she's insane. She's a socialist. Well, we're not a socialist state. Tom Tiffany sucks. But, you know.
Well, I go back to my three T's then. Tom Tiffany tariffs.
Oh, yeah.
You might need to add a fourth T there because it seems like who he cares about, not the people of Wisconsin, is Trump. So
Yep.
Four T's. I'm not concerned about that. When I'm worried about our working class people not being able to get by in a system that doesn't work for them, even though they're working so hard. And Wisconsin values, you know, I'm proud to be in this state.
Yeah.
You know, born and raised. It's where I'm raising my son.
Yeah.
And folks in Wisconsin are proud, and they work hard, and they hustle, and they deserve a governor who does as well, and who's going to hustle for solutions and deliver those solutions so that folks can live the lives that they want. And what folks are asking for, again, regardless of zip code, you know, I talked about public education, long-term care, cheaper health care in Sparta, Wisconsin. When I was up in Ashland County, we folks were worried about young people leaving their communities.
Yeah.
And it turns out young people really care about cheaper health care, cheaper child care, and making sure that they have housing,
right?
And so when we keep it to these issues that are so core to folks' everyday lives, and you've got an everyday normal person who swears, is a single mom, but out here like hustling and making sure that their governor is someone who's going to put their community first, regardless of what folks may judge me on, I'm going to meet them where they are. And that might be a dive bar, Mark.
Yeah,
that might
be
a bowling alley. I'm still trying to get into a pro wrestling match and the rodeo. and I heard there's stock car racing.
I have a race car.
Yeah,
I know, for real, I do.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Have you ever been to New Richmond? That's where
we're
headed in a little bit.
Oh, for
real? I hear there's stock car racing there.
There is, yeah. I think my racing is just about done for the year, but your campaign's still going to be going on in the summer.
Yeah.
So, like, seriously, I have a dirt car that if you want to come, I'll have you at the stock car races, man. Swear to God, absolutely.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, for real.
We're going to get it in the cowl, lock it in. I'm here for it.
Deal. Yeah, I would love that. That'd be awesome. Just don't judge me if I crash, okay?
No judgments, you know, here. We're swearing buddies, service industry for life.
The customer is not always right. She's laughing. No, that was so, like, I owned my restaurant, and like we had people, and I had a staff that I wanted to have the most diverse staff that I possibly could, because that's the face of the community. And, you know, we served like burritos and stuff. And so, you know, I wanted to have a staff that represented the people of Green Bay. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people were, but like my thing was that the customer was not always right. Mm-hmm. People do not have the right to treat you like dirt. You are not a doormat to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that, that's a Wisconsin value, right?
Yeah.
We're nice, but we're not doormats.
No. And there's Midwest nice and then Wisconsin nice. And I think Wisconsin nice is actually the good kind.
Yeah, for real.
And here's the thing about being service industry. It's that we not only hustle, but we make sure that we are planning every day, right? Whether it's in the kitchen and getting your mise en place, or in the front of house and making sure that everyone's ready for service. But the variable always is the customer, right? You can't always plan for how people are going to be. But we're the folks who are nimble and in this make it work mindset. And I think that actually is a huge strength for me going into this world of politics and running for office and running for governor, is that we're solution minded.
Yeah.
We got to make it work and we have to hustle.
So the surplus is gone, and a lot of the things that you're talking about is going to cost a lot of money. How do we pay for that? I mean, the Medicaid expansion, like, you can't do that anymore. I mean, it's like $2 billion or something like that. How do we pay for the things that, I agree that we have to do those things. How can we do those things?
Tax the fucking billionaires.
Okay.
We need to look at ways to bring in revenue for our state, and whether that's legalizing weed or making sure that we have, we can still expand Badger Care. And I think that a fair taxation system, and looking at a rainy day fund, it's raining fascism right now. So we have ways, we have to be innovative, and we have to make it work.
I think, oh my God, the legalization of cannabis and THC marijuana, all that is an untapped gold mine for this state. And it's ridiculous that it's not done. It's a whole industry that we can create, like, that. Yeah. We have one more segment here with Governor candidate, State Representative Francesca Hong. We're going to talk about how do we govern with the new maps and all that stuff. So yeah, stick around. We'll be right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air. WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told the reporters Friday the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey was about justice. As sources tell ABC News that one of the criminal charges alleges Comey made false statements regarding an investigation into Hillary Clinton. The former state attorney for Palm Beach County, Florida, Dave Arenberg, tells ABC that Comey could be helped by a vindictive prosecution defense.
You normally don't go after your political enemies and you don't order prosecutors to charge people. And people could say, well, Joe Biden did it. But no, that's not what happened. Merrick Garland was staunchly independent. After all, he prosecuted President Biden's son.
President Biden pardoned his son before leaving office. Sources familiar with the matter tell ABC the FBI fired a group of agents who took part in a civil rights protest in Washington, D.C. in 2020. And still no deal in place to avert a government shutdown as Democrats call on President Trump and Republicans to negotiate. This is ABC News.
The Brewers battle the Reds.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Reds again tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing last night to Cincinnati 3-1. A big night for the Reds' Gavin Lux, who grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Lux with a pair of doubles and scored the go-ahead run. Brewers pitcher Quinn Priester allowed all three runs on 9 hits in 5 innings pitched. It's the first time in 19 games the Brewers lost while Priester was on the mound. Pat Murphy on the right-hander's performance.
I thought he did a fine job, gave us 5+. A sinker, he didn't have control of his sinker early. He's had that long layoff. He's not used to that, so who knows how that affected him.
College football, the Badgers face Michigan in Ann Arbor next weekend. They have a bye week this week. NFL, the Packers headed to Dallas to play the Cowboys tomorrow night on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay has now won 6 in a row there, including Super Bowl 45. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions and keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Catherine Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today with afternoon highs around 80 degrees. We'll have a wind out of the west at about 5 to 10. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s. Could see some patchy fog, though, especially heading into your Sunday morning. Sunday's highs in the mid-70s.
Currently, 53 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, I ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Mike Lucas and director, producer, and founder of Wisconsinology.com, Frank Anderson. Thank God it's Monday. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. Just
Conrad's right. This is a Conrad one.
It wasn't requested by me.
Who requested it? Oh, did you really?
No Dolly way. Dolly Parton is all
right,
iconic.
All right. This was, I'm just kidding. This was a Francesca Hong song. Is that, okay.
Yeah.
All right, very good. So all I'm right. Working 9 to 5. Obsessed. Is this going to be this like your walkout song?
Oh.
Professional wrestling.
Normally
yeah?
It would be, but okay. Have you heard of this little show called K-Pop
Demon
Hunters?
Oh my God. Yes. Yes, K-pop.
Gonna be golden.
All right,
Mark.
All right. Yeah, my daughter loves that, and like my son, he's 8, so like Gabrielle, she'll be jamming to it, and then Ben, he's it's a girl movie, but then he'll just be like,
yep,
he gets
it's an
into
everybody
it.
Movie.
Yeah, yeah. So we're at Rational Revolution. We're talking with state representative and governor candidate Francesca Hong. If you like what we have to say, which I'm sure you will, everything that we do is on podcast form too. So civicmedia.us, like it, share the show. We're trying to grow this too. So anything that you guys can do would be awesome and so appreciated. We were talking about how tax the billionaires is kind of what you're known for, and how do we pay for the things that we need to do?
There's often a lack of creativity and maintaining the status quo.
Yeah.
And I think that in moments of chaos and crisis, there are opportunities for change.
Yeah.
And it's going to take folks who are not just focusing on the politically expedient thing, but the thing that takes more moral courage. And it is going to be a risk. Oftentimes folks aren't quite ready for change, but in these times we don't have a choice but to make sure that we have services available to as many people as possible, as quickly as possible, and as cheap as possible.
Yeah, I agree. We talked about we had Secretary Jill Underly on, and we were talking about how education is being decimated by vouchers. And, and here in Green Bay, they were badasses. I think I can say that. And they put the, Laura McCoy is a dear friend of mine, and she's incredible. She was on talking about this. It's amazing what they did.
We shouldn't be funding two school systems.
Right.
And that's one of the things with both tax fairness as well as transparency for our tax dollars, our to go towards private, unaccountable voucher schools. I mean, this is, again, the practical thing to do is for those funds to go to our public school so that every kid has what they need to do well in their classroom and that teachers are respected too. And so that public education, especially public schools, that is a unifying issue, regardless of zip code. You got folks who are going to be pissed if they have to close our public schools because the state is forcing them to go to referenda and raise their own property taxes because they won't properly fund our public schools.
So it's no, what's interesting, and we're kind of talked about this with a few different people too. It's like, what was that stupid thing? Oh, Republic, if you can keep it. That's what like the right like to use about
how why we shouldn't do things to the left. But I think with the new maps, this is going to be like a majority if you can keep it. How there's going to be a natural desire to like bend everything as far to the left as you possibly can. I think how once the balance of power comes to the left, how can we make sure that it doesn't snap back the other side? And you know what I mean? How do we do that?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to that first question you asked me about why. And it's because this is a movement moment. And to build movements, it takes organizing. And what is organizing? It means folks coming together in their communities to talk about the issues they care about, to bring folks to the table. And when you are building up organizing infrastructure, right, where folks stay connected, where folks recognize that, like, when you have politicians that deliver for you and you feel like material changes to your life and things are getting better, turns out you're probably going to want to keep voting for those folks, which is why there is such an urgency to pass transformative legislation like universal childcare, like guaranteed paid leave, like fully funding our public schools. And we have to be nimble and innovative and practical about it. But there is an urgency, not because folks, we have to lessen suffering as elected officials. It is our core responsibility to lessen suffering, and it's coming at the end of 2026. And so coming together, getting the Democratic trifecta, and ensuring that we are courageously passing the most progressive legislation to improve people's lives as quickly as possible is how we are going to keep from having a snapback, but instead build out strong organizing infrastructure to keep that working class power majority.
I think, too, that sometimes when people hear, you know, because years ago, that's the world that I lived in is on the right. I think when people hear these things of like, you know, universal healthcare, universal childcare, universal, you know, raising the minimum wage, people don't necessarily believe that it's possible. And I think that's the first hurdle that you that you'll have to go up against. And then, you know, you're going to have Tom Tiffany saying, "Oh, socialist, all that stuff." But I think just selling it to people that this is something we can do.
On our campaign, we say, we make better possible. And that's actionable. That's coming together. That part of fascism is to take away folks' ability to have a vision, to dream, to think about things being better for everyone. So having a vision and knowing that we make better possible is part of resistance, is part of fighting fascism. And it's we're only going to be able to do this if we organize and come together. And I know that with how hard Wisconsinites work, they're ready for this. And is every single, like how we have conversations going to be the same in every part of the state? Probably not. But when I say cheaper healthcare, or when I say I know up in Western Wisconsin, when I was talking to a guy at a dive bar in Chippewa Falls, he was talking to me about his mother who would drive herself to her appointment every week, and she no longer can. And so these are personal issues for folks, and they deserve to have a solution where their lives improves and they don't have to worry about how they're going to take care of themselves or the people they love. It is possible. We have to make it possible.
Yeah. And that's interesting too, because like everybody has a story like that. Everybody does. Whether you're on the left or right or center, everybody has something. Well, yeah, I had an EpiPen and it cost me $25 and now it's $300. You know,
yeah, a business owner who, you know, right now is on the Affordable Care Act, or that
I was
that's
when
happening.
I own my, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is, I went to work sick all the time with this line cooking, because it's like I can't afford to miss a shift. And if I'm going to go to the emergency, they tell me to go to the emergency room, I chose not to because I didn't want to have a bill for $900, right, which I had gotten before when I went to an emergency room. And so everyone's got a story, and it's storytelling and connecting through stories that actually is a huge part of organizing, and that's what we're going to have to do. We can organize the people, build a movement, and make sure that we are electing politicians who want to work within that movement to deliver transformative policies, practical policies.
Well, and how, because this is going to be, I think, such a big conversation for people that This is bigger than you. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than so many people, because it's how do we have that conversation that gets to the same end result in Madison and Brown County? How can we say in Madison, hey, we're fighting fascism. This is, I put a post on my personal Facebook a week ago. It was like, if you want to stop being called fascist, stop doing fascist things. And then I put a picture of like Donald Trump's face on the side of a federal building. But that's not like you say that in Brown County, that's pretty purple, a little bit red. How do we connect those things and get people to be on your team with that same end goal?
Folks are feeling that things are different and that they're not right. And regardless of zip code, if you're in Brown County or Chippewa County or Dane County, where I'm at, when we bring it back to the issues like rising utility costs, like cheap rent, like making sure that everyone has health care, people have a story. The other part is, it's not about talking all the time about what we deserve. It's important that as a candidate, as a politician, I let folks know that I'm no better than them, but I want to work for something that they deserve. And it is then about, you know, one of the things I say often is like, look, I've been a taxpayer since I was 16 years old.
Right.
And I want more bang for my buck. You know, I want my money, like I want more for the money that I give to the state. And I want that money to go towards public schools, to cheaper childcare, to making sure that I can have paid leave. There are different ways that you can get to the issues that people care about. We have to be very disciplined, of course, in how we get there. But I think that's what makes our campaign so powerful. And me as a candidate, where I'm a normal working class person right now. And yes, I have state representative in my title, but I'm coming to you as the single mom, as the person right now who understands that things shouldn't be like this when we're out here hustling so far. I want my tax money to go towards things that I care about. I want my money's worth.
Yeah, I think it's interesting too, is how there's going to be a really big conversation as well. About, yes, this is a state issue and these states are important, but we're also seeing like troops from the National Guard being federalized, and we're seeing, you know, free speech under attack. And so Donald Trump and some of those folks are really, are getting in the way of basic freedoms. And so governors and states are really important in that arena as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And it is the responsibility of the executive, the governor, to protect the people of our state. And I think that one of the best ways to do that is to ensure that folks can protect their own freedoms, especially economic freedom, right? To be able to have economic security, to be able to get by, and not just get by, but do really well and live the life that you deserve the way you want it. And so as there are these federal threats, I think that's even more reason why we have to have transformative policy that is bold and practical and are going to change people's lives.
Well, I know this, so we got a minute left, and I know we're going to have you at the racetrack next year.
Yes.
How do people get a hold of you? How do people get in contact and volunteer and all that stuff?
You can volunteer at www.francescahong.com. Follow us on socials. They even have me on TikTok now, Blue Sky, the Twitters, Facebook, Instagram. I'm an elder millennial, so I'm always going to be on the Instagram.
Same. Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much
for
having me,
Mark.
This was
cool, and I'm excited to see what you do. I really am. Thank you so much, and we will be right back on the Rest of Revolution. Go kick some butt.
Thank you.
Yes.
Engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of Question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing. I mean nothing, hon, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy along when he sang a
blues. Well, that was an interesting conversation. That was cool. She's awesome. That was State Representative Francesca Hong, who's a candidate for governor. It's cool to see such a diverse group of ideas that are kind of coming out of the woodwork to run for governor. I think it's going to be a fascinating year to see how it all plays out. Like I said, when I first heard about her candidacy, I wasn't sure, because we all remember what it was like with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, and you know, the establishment did everything that they could to try to get Bernie out. You remember, with the super delegates and all of the, you know, the stuff that the establishment had their candidate, and they did not want someone who was going to knock over some tables. And Francesca Hong is someone who, she's going to knock over some tables, but I don't think she's going to do it for wrong reasons. And she's right. She's right about, this is a moment. This is not normal. You know, with rising costs and with truth just being optional, and not really optional. Truth is gone. This is different. So yeah, I think she's right about a lot of things. I think there's going to be a mountain to overcome with the S word. And it's the, I'm not going to get bleeped for saying it, cause it's socialism, democratic socialist. For whatever reason, and I know what reasons they are, you know, people don't like that. And I think to be able to hear that word and still come to the table and listen, that will be a monumental task. I think she's up for it, but that's not going to be easy, because what you're going to have on the other side is you're going to have an entire political party who will rally around Tom Tiffany's the candidate. That's he's the guy. Anybody that tells you otherwise, nope, don't listen. He's the guy. He's going to be their pick. He's going to be the one that they're going to be facing in November. That's the guy. And he's going to have that. That's his argument. That's going to be his argument. You can predict it like easily. That's what he's going to say about Francesca Hong. She's a socialist, 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 socialist. She wants to take all of your money. And I think it's very important for people to base their opinions and their and all of it on truth. No, Francesca Hong does not want to take all of your money. And it's important for whether you support her or whether you don't to center all of your arguments around truth and fact. That's so important. That's so important, because whether it's this race or whether it's assembly or Senate or Congress, we have to be the coalition, rational revolution listeners. We have to be the people that deal in truth and fact and rationality. You know, when you have a president of the United States sit in front of people at a state dinner in England and be like, "I'm the first president to come here." It's like, bro, you were here 6 years ago. What the hell are you talking about? You're like the eighth person to do this. I won the election big. No, you didn't. Francesca Hong wants to take your money. No, she doesn't. And whatever happens between now and the primary, we have to, as people who deal in truth and facts, it is important to take a breath and bring people to wherever you can to help them understand fact from fiction. It's important. You know, and we're going to have, I'm trying to have more Republicans on. I'm going to try to get Ken Sikora back to talk a little bit about, because we didn't really get into a lot in our discussion. I'm glad we had it. I am. And I hope we do that again. But we have to talk frankly about truth. And we have to agree on truth first before we can get to any solutions. That is so important. We have to agree on truth first before we get to any solutions. And I would love to hear what you think. And we do have a text line. You can text in. I'll read them if you do. I would love to hear it because, I mean, this is important. This helps me too. This helps the show. This helps your candidates. I'd love to have your questions and learn a little bit about you and what you think. Because, I mean, this is going to be important. This is important for Wisconsin. And I think it's important for the country, because I started listening to Kamala Harris's book. And she said her first rally that she had was in Milwaukee. And she said the path to the White House goes through Wisconsin. And so whatever we do here next November is going to matter very, very much when it comes to what happens 2 years later. And not to say one prize is more important than the other, but as Francesca said, that trifecta of the Assembly, the Senate, and the governorship. Ooh, boy, does it matter. And we're going to keep talking about it. We're going to keep having people on, and we're going to keep this conversation going because this is so important. Living in truth and fact and rationality. Hey, that's what we're all about, baby. And we're going to see you next week here on The Rational Revolution. I'm so glad you're here. And yeah, stick around next week for the conversation continues. Thank you so much. I'm Mark Becker, and we'll see you.
This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump hailed what he called the brilliant work of the FBI that led to the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey. But that criminal indictment was signed by just one person, Lindsey Halligan, the newly appointed U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia. ABC News legal analyst James Samples says that's noteworthy.
You have no one else in the office. There are 100 assistant U.S. attorneys in the Eastern District of Virginia. No one other than Lindsey Halligan, Trump's personal choice for this particular rubber stamp, even signed the indictment.
The FBI Agents Association called Director Kash Patel's firing of agents photographed kneeling during a protest in Washington in 2020 unlawful. The time, some in the FBI said the kneeling was considered a possible de-escalation tactic during protests. Government funding runs out Tuesday, a shutdown's possible Wednesday, and there are no talks scheduled for the weekend between Democrats and Republicans. This is ABC News.